So, Al, we've talked extensively about the conservation work that happened inside the hut to ensure that it was weatherproof and waterproof, but what about outside the hut? What did you have to do there?
I've told the story about lifting the floor and removing the ice, but it was a major effort and we needed some form of insurance policy in place so it would never flood again. So what we did is we came up with this concept of putting a reverse swimming pool around the hut. So what we did is we dug down a metre right around the building, around the perimeter, and we put in a polycarbonate dam that ran up under the weatherboards of the building. And the idea was any future meltwater would flow around the building and not under it again.
Tell me about treating the weatherboards, because I understand that you actually removed all of them.
Yes, so one of the challenges was to make the building weatherproof, was to remove every weatherboard and put a waterproof breathable membrane in behind the weatherboards and then replace them. So when we first started the building, after every winter was full of snow blowing in, but once we put that membrane in, it overcame that problem. So it's been successful.
So each season, the Antarctic Heritage Trust actually returns for a monitoring and maintenance program. Can you tell me a bit about what does that actually involve and why do we do it?
We've invested so much time, money and resources into doing the conservation work. If we walked away from the building with this harsh Antarctic environment, the buildings would quickly fall into a state of disrepair. And it's no different to your homes in New Zealand or anywhere in the world, is that you have to do maintenance on them. And here you have to do maintenance more often. So every season we come down and we spend 4 to 5 days at each site and we check the building. We've got a formal inspection program and we do some basic maintenance to keep them the building structurally sound and weather tight. But we also operate a monitoring program to see how the work that we've done is holding up, both for the building fabric and the artifact collection, so we can become more informed. So we're still doing conservation projects. We're just about to move up to Cape Adair to work on Borskavring's hut. And we're also working with our sister trust doing conservation projects on the Antarctic Peninsula. So what we're learning is actually making us more informed about doing future conservation work. And the monitoring program, not only are we looking at the treatments, we're also looking at the microclimate within the building to inform us about visitor impacts in the future and to also get some baseline information for future challenges around climate change.